My first day back, and I break the clip on the back of the battery pack here. It's not off to a good start, is it? Oh, wow. It's good to be here. And to say that almost sounds ridiculous because it's such a gross understatement that it almost just sounds silly. There's no way that I could really convey the thoughts that I have about how good it really is to be here and to be standing in front of you again and to reflect back on the time that I was away and to know how fervently you've prayed, not only over the last month while I've been gone, but the way that you've cared for my wife and my children, the way that you have labored for us in prayer before the Father and on behalf of our new children. It's a debt I could never repay. And it's a joy that I feel in my heart that I don't know that I'll ever be able to truly express. But I'm gonna spend the rest of my life trying to do that, trying to express to you how much we love you, how much we appreciate who you are, and the reason why you are who you are, because of the common love that we have for the Savior. It's good to see so many here today. If you're visiting with us, then we are certainly happy to have you with us. It's the beginning of a new year. We have an opportunity for a fresh start. And if you're visiting with us and you're looking for something like that, we hope that you'll take a fresh start with us and maybe be able to come back with us and be part of our group here at Northside. We have one person mentioned in the bulletin that was actually able to be with us today. Sister Moselle is here. And so we're thankful for that. We're thankful that she was able to be out and be with us today. And certainly, if you get a chance to go and speak and hug on her and love on her, please make sure you take the time to do that. Well, one of the things that's the most striking to me about the time that I spent away, it really gives you an appreciation for the opportunity to meet regularly with the brethren. When that opportunity is not there, you can certainly feel that your battery power is going down. And so today I have been surged back to 100% just by looking at you and singing with you and communing with you and the Lord this morning. It's just been a real treat for me, and I hope so for you as well. Well, as I mentioned just a moment ago, it's a new year and it's a fresh start, and we are entering a period of time where in our country and in many other parts of the world, there is a shift in focus. In the month of December, I know that you see it as much as I do, there seems to be a great deal of attention that shifts to a scene with a manger and a little baby and some shepherds and various animals and a mother and father kneeling around this manger. And it seems like the attention of our country goes in that direction in the month of December. And I certainly saw that it was no different. In the place where I was, there is a tension that is entirely focused on a babe in a manger. The babe's name is Jesus. And a lot of people the world over spend the better part of the month of December focusing on Him. But then comes the new year, and January rolls around, and we see in this country and all over the world that the focus in our lives shifts away from the babe in the manger, the one they call Jesus, the one who lived perfectly on this earth, who went to the cross of Calvary to redeem lost humanity from all of our sins. Well, when we get to January 1st and on into the month of January, there's just not as much emphasis placed on Jesus, is there? You see it in your friends and neighbors, I'm sure, and maybe you experience it in your own life. Maybe you find yourself not focusing on Jesus as much when we get into the new year than you did in times past. Maybe you find yourself getting distracted in all the things that come with a new year. You've got to figure out how you can get around those New Year's resolutions that you made, right? You got to figure out how you can go back and say, well, maybe I don't need to go to the gym every day. Maybe I just go to the gym once a week, and then that once a week turns into once every other week, and then that turns into, well, we're just not going to go at all, right? So we get caught up and distracted by the things of this life. And I think that's just as easily done by those of us who are Christians as well. It is tempting to get distracted and have our attention pulled away from Jesus and from what He's done and what He's accomplished for us by going to the cross. And so today I don't really have a sermon for you that's going to have three main points and supporting scriptures and things like that. Today is more like an announcement. And by the end of the lesson, you may be thinking, well, I wish, time-wise, he would make more announcements than preach sermons. But I can promise you, I'll be back full power next week. The idea of rolling out a theme for this year. Because what I've just described to you is something that plagues me. It's something that I struggle with. I find myself at the beginning of a new year thinking about all the things that need to take place in the new year. You know, when you roll over to January 1st, I am an accountant by nature. At least that's my training. And so January 1st is a busy time of the year for someone like me with the mindset that I had and the training that I received. January 1st, they call it busy season, and they call it busy season for a reason, because there's a lot of stuff to do. There's a day coming in a couple of months that all accountants everywhere all over the United States are preparing for. It's a day that all of us in this room are probably dreading. It's tax day, right? And so you automatically switch over in your mind. You got to go back to work, or you have to go back to school. You're beginning a new semester, or you're beginning a new project, or you're taking on a new client, or you've got things that you know are coming in the near future, hurdles that you're going to need to cross over. And it's easy for us to get distracted and to get caught up in those things and to forget about the focus that we need to have on Jesus. And so for this year, in 2016, I've come up with a theme that we hope to follow. The entire year, we're going to be following Jesus. And what I mean by that is, every single sermon that you hear me preach in the year 2016 is going to be about Jesus. One common thread that will follow, a path that will lead us through this year, is the Gospel of John. So when you arrive next week, you can already know that you can expect a lesson from John chapter 1. When you come on the last Sunday of the month of December, you can know already today, you can know that you're going to hear a lesson from the very last chapter, the very last paragraphs of the Gospel of John. We're going to start in January preaching from John chapter 1, and we're going to finish the year in John chapter 21, and that will be the last lesson that we'll bring in this calendar year. We're going to follow Jesus' story throughout the year. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to have 52 sermons from the Gospel of John this year. Obviously, there are a lot of holes that will be filled. If we're going to stretch out the Gospel of John and make it last an entire year, there are going to be some times where we have some gaps to fill. Well, here's what we're going to do. In order to continue on with our theme of following Jesus in 2016, we're going to fill in those holes with lessons from the Old Testament. But you want to know what our focus is going to be when we look at those lessons from the Old Testament? Following Jesus. We're going to look at the Old Testament and see how it tells the story of Jesus and the cross. Jesus coming to redeem man, the Son of God, coming down to the earth, condescending Himself to this earth so that He can redeem us and give us the freedom and the liberty from sin, the redemption of our souls, so that we can then go and live with Him eternally where He is at the right hand of the Father. That will be our focus. We're going to focus on Jesus as the Old Testament tells His story. Well, we're not just going to limit ourselves to the Gospels or to the Old Testament. We're going to have some other New Testament sermons that we will plug in with those holes from time to time. A lot of those New Testament application type sermons that tell us about how we should live, how we should be as Christians. But you want to know what our focus is going to come back to in all of those lessons? It's going to come back to the why. Why do we live this way? Why are we supposed to do this or that? Well, it's because of Jesus. It's because of what He did at the cross. It's because of the plan that God put in motion. It's all about what we find here in Hebrews chapter 12, the passage that was read to us just a moment ago. After this great hall of faith is laid out for us and all these wonderful witnesses and their stories are described, the Hebrew writer says, "Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance." Let's lay aside everything that might tie us up or bring us down. Let us lay aside the sin which so easily entangles us. This is not talking to people of the world being easily entangled in sin. This is talking to believers. This is talking to some people who saw Jesus after He was raised from the dead, or at least they were within one or two degrees of separation from someone who saw Jesus. And yet the writer is saying sin easily entangles us, not just the world. Sin entangles us. Let's lay it aside. Let's throw it away. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, following Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider Him, follow Him, who has endured such hostility by sinners against Himself, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I want us to place every bit as much of emphasis on Jesus throughout this entire year as our country and many in the religious communities that are out there across the world do for this month of December that we've just ended and started into a new year. To place every bit as much emphasis on looking at and following the story of Jesus this Sunday and next Sunday and all the Sundays in June and the ones in August too and those that come in October. And then when we get to December, we'll have spent an entire year fixing our eyes on Jesus, following His story, learning from His examples and teachings, and figuring out just what He wants us to do and how He wants us to live in the time that we have remaining on this earth. I hope that you're excited about this. It's something that we can market. It's something that we can tell our neighbors about. It's something we can tell our friends about. That, hey, you know what we're doing in our fellowship, in our church community, you know what we're doing? We're following Jesus in 2016. We're placing every bit as much emphasis on Jesus and His story from birth to death to resurrection to now Him reigning in eternal glory. We're putting every bit as much emphasis on that story in this month as people in our country did in the last month. We're gonna focus on Him the entire year. Tell your friends, tell your neighbors, tell your cousins, tell your aunts and your uncles. Invite your children. Invite their families. And invite them to come and join us on this journey as we follow Jesus. It's something that we can make a banner out of. You know, I can already see Randy's mind rolling about how he's going to turn this slide into a banner. We're going to hang that out front and let this community around us know that this church is going to follow Jesus every day. We're not just going to focus on Him when it's convenient, or we're not just going to focus on Him when the calendar suggests that there's a day coming up that we ought to focus on Him. No, we're going to focus on Him every day throughout this entire year. I'm excited about it. I don't know if you can tell that or not, but I'm excited about this, and I hope that you are too, and I hope that you'll think of ways that you can not only promote, but that you can further the cause of what we're doing in this year as we strive to follow Jesus. Would you go with me to our Father in prayer? Our Father in heaven, we thank You so much for this day that You've given us. We thank You for safety and protection. We thank You for family. And we thank You for this family of believers that meets here in this place. And we ask that You strengthen us. Help us in areas where we're weak. Help us to be stronger. Help us to strive to lay aside everything that might bring us down, every sin that might jump up and try to snatch us. Help us to lay those things aside and strike them down so that we can be free. Free from sin, and free to focus and fix our eyes on the One who makes it possible, Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, the One who redeemed us from our sins. We pray, Father, that You will bless us in our efforts this year to focus on Him, to follow His path, to follow His example, to follow His teachings, because we know that if we look at Him, we see You. That's what He told us. If we've seen Him, we've seen You. And so we know how You would have us to live if we focus on following Him. And we want to do that not only this year, but we want to do that every year. We want to do that every day. We want to think of ways that we can be more committed in our discipleship every single day that we live. More committed and more resolved no longer to linger or charmed by the world's delights, but to focus on the things that are higher and nobler, the things that are good and perfect, the things that come from You. And help us, Father, to spring into action, to answer the call of a disciple by going out and teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ to a world that so desperately needs to hear that message. We pray that You would embolden us and fill us with new strength so that we could go out and speak the words that You have given us to speak, to live a life as an example to those around us, to show them how to live. And we ask all these things in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. If you're here this morning and you've never committed your life to Christ, not even for the first time, we want to give you that opportunity this day. I want to give you the opportunity to make the best decision you could ever make in your entire life. And that would be to stop living for yourself, turn your life over to God, start living for Him. You can do that this day. And here's what God will give you in return. He will wipe away every sin you've ever committed in your entire life. Everything that you've ever done that was wrong, every impure thought, every evil deed, every action that had an evil motive, every one of those things will be wiped away right now, instantly, when you're cleansed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And then He raises you up and gives you a new life. He gives you a new name. He gives you a new purpose and a new family to help you along your journey. You will never be disappointed in the decision to follow Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. If you're ready to make that commitment this morning, please come forward and let us know as we stand and sing a song to encourage you.